سورة فاطر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض، جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع، يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء، إن الله على كل شيء قدير. It's a surah about Allah, about Allah's greatness and about Allah's tawheed. All praises belong to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four. He increases in creation what he wills. Do we doubt that? Say that's too far-fetched? Allah answers our question. He increases in creation what he wills. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. Whatever of mercy Allah may grant to mankind, none can withhold it. And whatever he may withhold, none can grant it thereafter. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O mankind, remember the grace of Allah upon you. Let's just think for a moment about all that Allah has given to us. All that Allah has given to us and is giving to us. Have we thanked him for it? Do we acknowledge it or do we just take it all for granted? O mankind, remember the grace of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the sky and the earth? Like a mother reminding her child, after all I've done for you, how then can you deny me? How then can you turn away from me? How would a mother feel if a child says to her that I'm going to go and live with some other family from now on and I'm leaving the home now? She'd feel betrayed and she'd feel cheated and she'd say, after all I've done for you? Allah doesn't need our ibadat, but Allah reminds us of all he's done for us. And if they deny you, so were messengers denied before you. And to Allah return all matters for decision. Ya Yuhannas, inna wa'adallahi haqq. O mankind, the promise of Allah is true. So let not this present life deceive you. How does the world deceive us? What's the greatest deception? Lots of time. Lots of time to obey Allah, lots of time to pray, lots of time to read the Quran. And then suddenly, it's over and there is no more time. Let not this life deceive you and let not the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah. And what's shaitan's greatest waswasa? Allah is not going to ask you about something like that. Inna shaitan lakum aduv, fattakhidhuhu aduva. Surely shaitan is an enemy to you. So treat him as an enemy. If you hear that someone's been openly declaring how he's going to kill you and destroy you and your children, would you go and fraternize with such a person? You wouldn't even want to see his face. You wouldn't even want to hear what he's been saying about you. Allah says when shaitan is your enemy, why don't you treat him like that? He only invites his followers that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. Those who disbelieve, theirs will be a severe torment. And those who believe and do good deeds, theirs will be forgiveness and a great reward. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Is then he to whom the evil of his deeds is made beautiful? See, this is shaitan's greatest waswasa. Oh, you're a good person. Oh, I'm really a good person and just disobey Allah in a few things, but otherwise I obey Allah and I love Allah. This is his greatest deception. Is then he to whom the evil of his deeds is made fair seeming? So you're sinning, but you don't think it's a big deal. Do you know what Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma once said? O you who believe, your laughter when you sin is even heavier, is even worse in Allah's eyes than that sin itself. When we sin and we dismiss it, so what? What's the big deal? Get a life. Is then he to whom the evil of his deeds is made fair seeming? Let's think about it. Is that what we do? Is that how we trivialize sins? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned Hazrat Aisha, O Aisha, do not trivialize small sins. See, that was just a small white lie, just a bit of harmless gossip. He said, because these small sins collect upon a man until they destroy him. And we should know that gossip is not a small sin anyway. It's amongst the worst crimes of all. It's been likened to eating the flesh of your dead brother. Gossip which we take so lightly every day. Is then he to whom the evil of his deeds is made fair seeming, so that he considers it as good. No one thinks they're evil. Everyone thinks they're really good. Indeed, Allah sends astray whom he wills, and he guides whom he wills. So do not destroy yourself in sorrow for them. See, because the Prophet ﷺ was such a rahmah, he would grieve over the people and worry over them and fret over them. Allah says, don't grieve over them. Allah knows what they do. It is Allah who sends the winds so that they raise up the clouds and we drive them to a dead land and revive there with the earth after its death. Such will be the resurrection. Just as you bring the dead earth to life by pouring water upon it, in the same way after we have died, wherever we are, whether we are ashes or corpses or whatever, Allah will bring us back to life. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. Whoever desires honor, glory, power, fame, we all want these things, don't we? Whether we admit it or not, that's what we want. We want to be remembered. We want to be spoken of. We want to be popular. Allah says, if you seek all this, then know, إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All honor, all glory, all power belongs to Allah. So seek Allah alone. If you run after people, they're still not going to be pleased. You hang yourself for someone's sake, they still won't be content with you. You give someone one smile for Allah's sake. You give one date for Allah's sake, and Allah will reward you thousandfold. To Him ascend the beautiful words, the pure words, and the pure deeds exalted. See, people say, oh, what's the good of zikr? We've seen people doing zikr and their deeds are so cruel and their deeds are so evil. Firstly, we need to know that we won't be asked about them. Here, Allah is clarifying our concepts that yes, do zikr. Zikr ascends to Allah, but when you do good deeds, then that zikr goes up faster. In other words, true zikr, true remembrance of Allah is that remembrance which is supplemented with good deeds. Those who plot evils, theirs will be severe torment, and the plotting of such will perish. Allah created you from dust, then from a drop, then He made you pairs, and no female conceives or gives birth, but with His knowledge, and no aged man is granted a length of life, nor is a part cut off from his life, but is in a book. Surely that is easy for Allah. Now here Allah says, no female conceives but with His knowledge. And yet we have educated people going to mazars and praying for children. And the two seas are not alike. This is palatable, sweet and pleasant to drink, and that is salty and bitter. And from them both, you eat fresh tender meat, and derive the ornaments that you wear, and you see the ships cleaving the sea water as they sail through it, that you may speak of His bounty. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And in order that you may give thanks, He merges the night into the day, and He merges the day into the night, and He has subjected the sun and the moon. Each runs its course for a term appointed. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Such is Allah your Lord. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is none like Him. And it's this Allah that we've left to please our friends, to please society, people who've done nothing for us and will not do anything for us in this world or the next. Is it for their sakes, for these petty, contemptible beings that we have left Allah, Rabbul Izzah? Then the choice is ours and we're making a grave mistake. Such is Allah, your Lord. His is the kingdom. And those whom you invoke or call upon instead of Him, they do not even own the membrane over the dead stone. If you invoke them, they do not hear your call. You pray to dead people, they can't even hear you. And if they were to hear, even if they could hear, they could not grant it to you. And on the day of judgment, they will disown your worshipping them. And none can inform you, like the one who is the all-knower of everything. Ya Yuhannas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O mankind, not O Muslims, not O those who say La ilaha illallah, O mankind, it is you who are beggars before Allah. Now we don't like this word beggar, do we? Because we despise beggars. A beggar is someone who comes and begs you all the time, bothers you. Allah says, you're all beggars before me. In other words, we have nothing and He has everything. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ. He is the all-sufficient. He doesn't need our ibadah. We read one salat and we think we've done a great favor to Allah. He does not need our ibadah. Al-Hamid, He is praiseworthy in Himself. He didn't need our tasbih to become praiseworthy. Now this ayat is a beautiful ayat. I'd like to read out this hadith Qudsi in which we can understand the true depths of this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, كُلُّكُمْ ضَالُّنِ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. O my slaves, all of you are misguided. Don't flatter yourselves, you're all misguided. إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. Except the one whom I guide. فَاسْتَعْدُونِ. Ask me for guidance. أَهْدِكُمْ. I will guide you. يَا عِبَادِي. كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَعَمْتُهُ. O my slaves, all of you are hungry. Except the one whom I feed. Ask me for food. I will feed you. يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته. O my slaves, you are all naked except the one whom I clothed. فاستكسوني أكسكم. So ask me for clothing, I will clothe you. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار. O my slaves, you sin day and night. And just think about our lives, how we spend them. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. But I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي. Ask my forgiveness. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. I will forgive you. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ لَمْ تَبْلَغُوا دُرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي. Oh my slaves, you cannot harm me even if you were to try. وَلَمْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. You cannot benefit me. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were all the most pious amongst you, that would not increase my kingdom one jot. And O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were all the most wicked amongst you, that would not diminish my kingdom one jot. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were to stand in one meadow, imagine, and were all to ask me, and I were to give each one what he asks, that would not diminish my treasuries, except as a needle diminishes the ocean. O my slaves, it is just your deeds. I am enumerating them for you, and then I will repay them to you. So whoever discovers any good, he should praise Allah. If you do any good deed, thank Allah. And whoever finds other than that, he should blame none but himself. Ya yuhannas antumul fuqara. We are beggars before Allah. Now a beggar has no choice but to obey. Think of every situation in our life. When the child is in the mother's womb, who is it that's protecting the child? So many things can go wrong. The cord can get tied around his neck. So many babies die at birth. Think of then when that child is born, the newborn infant, then he grows through every stage of childhood, a sudden disease, a sudden heart attack, and we are gone. We are beggars before Allah for everything he can give us. And Allah, he does not need us. If he will, he could destroy you and bring a new creation. We are so proud and complacent. Allah says if he wished, he could have destroyed you. That is not hard for Allah. And no bearer of burdens shall bear another's burden. And if one heavily laden calls another to bear his load, nothing of it will be lifted, even though he be a relative. Now this is the concept we need to understand. People say, do this for me, tell this lie for my sake. Allah is saying, remember that on that day, no one's going to carry your burden. What burden is this? The burden of our sins. See, sometimes, you know, you see that at the airport when people are lifting up their luggage, and very few people actually help others who are overburdened. So if people aren't helping us in this world, what makes us think they'll help us in the next world? When every man will be for himself, every man will be desperately worried whether he's going to make it or he's going to be thrown into hell. This is a warning. No one is going to carry your burdens, so think about how heavy your burden's going to be. Indeed, you can only warn those who fear their Lord unseen and who establish Salah. See, Salat, the greatest manifestation of fear of Allah. وَمَن تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever purifies himself, he purifies himself only for the benefit of his own self. What is this word تَزَكَّى? It's a beautiful word. It means purification. Imagine the way you nurture a plant. Now only someone who takes great care of his garden, takes great care of his crops, of his trees, only such a person can truly benefit from his garden. Now there are different forms of purity. Some people say your heart should be pure and wear what you will. That's wrong as well. Some people are focusing so much on the outer purity and there's no inner purity. Allah wants both from us. See, if we have one without the other, it spoils the perfection. Imagine if someone were to give you a beautiful jewel but it's wrapped in filthy paper. Your first impression would be that of repulsion. Or someone gives you this beautiful gift and it's beautifully gift wrapped, like when you're playing a trick on someone and you open it and there's nothing inside. So we need tazkiya of the external, we need purification of our exterior and we need purification of our internal. Both of them go together. And remember, if we find it difficult, we should be worried because we're doing it for ourselves. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. To Allah is the journey. Like it or not, we're all traveling back to Him, minute by minute, second by second. Every minute brings us closer to our death. أبي تتعد فدجاني. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الذل ولا الحرور وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات. Not alike are the blind and those that can see, nor are alike the darkness and the light, nor are alike the shade and the sun's heat, nor are alike the living and the dead. What poetry there is in the Quran. Through these contrasts, Allah teaches us. See, if it wasn't for the night's darkness, you wouldn't appreciate the day's illumination so much. If it wasn't for the fact, like when, you know, the lights have gone and suddenly they come back and you appreciate your light so much more because of that brief time of darkness you've experienced. Allah says, whoever experiences the light of Islam, he cannot be like one who is not even interested in looking for it. Nor are like the living and the dead. Who is the living person? The one who is focusing on obeying Allah. And who is the dead? Someone who is not interested. Indeed, Allah makes whom He wills to hear. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. You cannot make those people hear who are in the graves. Now this is literally true, that if we are calling, we are praying to the people who are dead, Allah is telling us they can't hear us. إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ. At the end of the day, you are only a warner. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth, a bearer of good news and a warner. And there never was a nation, but a warner had passed among them. And if they deny you, those from before them also denied. Their messengers came to them with clear signs and with the scriptures and with the book giving light. Then I seized those who disbelieved. And how terrible was my punishment. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from the sky and we produce therewith fruits of various colors? And among the mountains are streaks, white and red, of varying colors, and others very black. Look at the knowledge Allah is talking about. Look at the richness of colors, the richness of creation Allah has created for us. And likewise, of men and living creatures and cattle are of various colors. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. It is only those who have knowledge among His slaves that fear Allah. What is knowledge? This is al-ilm, knowledge of the Qur'an. We have knowledge of the sunnah. But true knowledge is when that knowledge is internalized. As a scholar once said, لَيْسَ الْعِلْمُ عَنْ كَسْرَةِ الْحَدِيثِ وَلَكِنَّ الْعِلْمُ عَنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The gist of which is that true knowledge is not how many ahadith you've memorized. It's about how much you fear Allah. So when we're reading the Qur'an, it shouldn't be, well, I've read the Qur'an and I've been through it. It should be how much fear has that Qur'an inculcated within us. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, of forgiving. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who recite the book of Allah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Those who establish salah. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيًا. And those who spend out of what we have given them. Risk is all the blessings Allah has given us. Tangible, wealth, energies, and intangible. In other words, they fulfill Allah's rights and they fulfill people's rights. Such hope for a bargain that will never perish. You know, like you read the words, a bargain sale, and there's no loss at all and nothing but profit. This is the bargain that we should try and gain. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ مُجُورَهُمْ. That He may pay them their wages in full and give them even more out of His grace. For such there will be bonus marks as well. إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, He is of forgiving. He is appreciative. And what we have revealed to you of the book, it is the very truth, confirming that which was revealed before it. Indeed, Allah is all aware and all seer of His slaves. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Then we gave the Qur'an. Now let's highlight this ayat because Allah is talking about us in this ayat. Then we gave the Qur'an as inheritance to such of our slaves whom we chose. Now we are ummate wasata, so we are the ones whom Allah has chosen for this Qur'an. Now what has our response been? فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Of them are some who wrong their own selves. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. Of them are some who follow a middle course. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ لِلْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Of them are some who are racing towards Allah, racing in good deeds. By the consent of Allah, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the true grace. Now what does this mean? Who are these three categories of people? Let's take them step by step. The first Allah speaks of is ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Now when we read these words, we need to think, which one am I? Because we received the Qur'an, now what has our response been? ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. One who wrongs himself. They believe in the Quran, they believe in the Sunnah, but they don't act upon it. They don't obey it. Why? Just out of sheer laziness or reluctance. Not that they're hypocrites, or not that they don't believe or they're kafir. They believe in the Quran, they believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes they might even be reading the Quran, but they're not acting upon it. Now the second category, minhum muqtasid, amongst them are some who are moderate, obeying Allah some of the time and disobeying Allah some of the time. Well, I can do the ayat where it talks about salat, but the ayat about hijab is too difficult, so I'll just skip Surah Nur for the time being. Muqtasid, obeying some of the Quran and disobeying some part of the Quran. And then we have sabiqun bil khairat, racing towards good deeds, bi-idhnillah, by the consent of Allah. Imagine a race. Now, there's one person, he's just lingering and loitering and dawdling and taking his time. And one person, he runs a little, then he gets tired and stops. He puffs and pants, takes a 5-minute rest, then he runs a little, then he stops. And imagine one person who races on, stops for nothing, waits for no one, listens to no one, keeps on racing till he reaches the destination. Who's going to come first? The last person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, the people who race towards good deeds, they read the Quran and they act upon it. We read the ayat on lantanalul bir and we find that the companion's response was instant. We read it and we think, oh, that's so beautiful, and we forget about it. What was their response? They acted upon it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who race towards Allah, they will be granted Jannah without hisab. Subhanallah. They did not wait for anyone in obeying Allah, so Allah won't make them wait as well. Sabiqun bil khairat. Entry into Jannah, and what an honor that they entered into Jannah. No wait, no tensions, nothing. Straight into Jannah. They raced into Jannah. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannah. Race towards forgiveness from your Lord and the Jannah, whose width is as the width of the heavens and the earth. Then we have the second category. Those who were racing, they'd jog a little, then they'd stop, then they'd jog a little, and then they'd stop. And most of us come in this category. What about them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be hisab for them, but it will be an easy hisab. In other words, it will not be difficult, but they will have to wait, because they also waited a little. And then we come to zalimun linafsi, those who did not obey the Quran. And sometimes we too are zalimun linafsihi when we read the Quran. See, we need to understand that it's not that all of us are either sabiqun or we either muqtasid. Sometimes we're muqtasid, sometimes we're zalim, and sometimes we're sabiqun. So we need to concentrate on being sabiqun. Because what's going to happen to the zalimun? The Prophet ﷺ said they'll be made to wait till the end of Hashr. And then they will be admitted into Allah's mercy. So people say, hey, what's the problem? We'll just wait some time. We can't even wait 5 minutes in a traffic jam. How then would we wait 50,000 years? One day is 50,000 years. In that heat, in that pandemonium, in that fright, in that terror, where 1 second would seem like an eternity. How could we tolerate waiting that long? And so, in the end, Allah will admit them to His mercy, depending upon their actions. If they've done sins, they will be punished. It doesn't mean that we've all received the Quran, so hey, even if we disobey Allah, that Allah won't punish us. No, that's not what it means. Allah is teaching us to focus, to analyze what are our priorities with this Quran. Is this Quran the most important thing in our life? Or is it something that it's some of the time it is and some of the time it's not? Right now the choice is ours. Allah says, those who race towards good deeds, bi-idhnillah, by the consent of Allah. Subhanallah. If you're teaching the Quran, don't think that that's because you're such an angel that Allah gave you this honor. It's by Allah's consent. We find that no one can enter Jannah unless by Allah's mercy. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the truly great honor. And we can decide whether we want to come first or second or third, or we want to be those who are made to wait till the end. جَنَّةُ عَدْنٍ, paradise, everlasting gardens, which they will enter. Therein they will be adorned with bracelets of gold and pearls. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And their garments therein will be of silk. And they will say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi azhaba anna alhazana. Inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. They will say, all praises belong to Allah who has removed from us grief at the end. Indeed our Lord is most forgiving, most appreciative. Who out of His grace has placed us in a home that will last forever, where toil will touch us not, nor weariness will touch us? Now people often ask, well, won't they get bored in Jannah? You know, nothing else to do. We're not bored of this world, with all its trials, with all its problems and tribulations. No one says, oh, I'm bored of living, so I think I'll kill myself. And look at us. We say, will we get bored in Jannah? Allah says, in this Jannah, just serenity, peace. No one will feel bored. No one will feel tired. Weariness won't even touch them. Weariness of the mind or body. But those who disbelieve, for them will be the fire of hell. Neither will it have a complete effect on them so that they die, nor shall its torment be lightened for them. It will be like they're about to die, but they won't actually die. Thus do we requite every disbeliever. Therein they will cry out, Rabbana akhrijna na'mal saliha. O our Lord, bring us out. We shall do good deeds, not the deeds that we used to do. May Allah prevent us from being one of these people. We need to analyze our deeds right now, lest we regret them on that day. Allah will reply, did we not give you life long enough so that whosoever could receive admonition could receive it? And the warning came to you, we're still not ready for the Quran. After 30, 20 years in our lives, we're still not ready for the Quran. And we don't know when this life could be taken away from us. And the warning came to you, no turning back. So taste you now, for the wrongdoers there is no helper. Inna Allaha alimu ghaybi as-samawati wal ard. Indeed Allah is the all-knower of the unseen of the heavens and the earth. Truly He is the all-knower of that is in the heart. See, sometimes we create objections within our own heart. No, I'm not ready. I don't want to listen as yet. I want to have some more fun. As another one said, truth came to me in the flash of a heartbeat. And we require our whole lifetime and still we don't turn to Allah. It is Allah who has made you successors, generations after generations on the earth. Is that why we're not ready? Because we're here forever? We all are moving on and someone else will come after us. So whoever disbelieves, against him will be his disbelief. And the disbelief of the disbelievers adds nothing but hatred of their Lord. And the disbelief of the disbelievers does not add anything but loss. Tell them, tell me or inform me, what do you think about your so-called partners to whom you call upon besides Allah? Aruni, show me, what have they created of the earth? Or have they any share in the heavens? Or have we given them a book so that they act on clear proof therefrom? بَلْ إِنْ يَعِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. The wrongdoers promise one another nothing but delusions. Indeed Allah grasps the heavens and the earth, lest they should move away from their places. And if they were to move away from their places, there is not one that could grasp them after Him. Truly He is most forbearing, of forgiving. And they swore by Allah, their most binding oath, that if a warner came to them, they would be more guided than any of the nations. Yet when a warner came to them, it increased them in nothing but flight. Arrogance in the land and their plotting of evil, but the evil plot encompasses only him who makes it. Then can they expect anything else but the way of the people of old?
So no change will you find in Allah's Sunnah, and no turning off will you find in Allah's Sunnah.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have they not travelled in the land and seen what was the end of those before them? Though they were superior to them in power. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah is not such that anything in the heavens and the earth escapes Him. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing. Allah is all-powerful. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ زَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. If Allah were to punish people, we think we're really pious. Allah says, do not flatter yourselves. If Allah were to punish people for that which they earned, He would not leave a moving creature on the surface of the earth. None of us. But He gives them respite to an appointed term. And when that term comes, then indeed Allah is all-seer of His slaves. He knows how much anyone has earned. He knows which of them are the zalim, which of us are the muqtasid, and which of us are the sabiqoon. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.